Welcome to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, iLoan Home Mortgage, and Network Title. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can check us out anytime as well at housegeeks.com or follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in House Geeks and look for the little house and glasses. Also want to promote our YouTube channel, which we haven't pushed too much, but you know, we have about 100 videos to help with home buyer and home seller education that we're going to start putting out there, along with our previous list of videos that we've done. So if you want to broaden your knowledge base, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just type in House Geeks and you'll find us there. Today we're talking about psychology of selling a home. Kind of want to address some common misconceptions, way people think about this process versus the reality of how it actually happens. So kind of the first one, we'll just dig right into it. You know, when is the best time of year to put your house on the market? I get this question all the time, and you know, I'll kind of get the question, when's the best time to buy a home? And I say, when you find the right house, mm-hmm. right? You know, yeah, you can kind of try to play the game of timing. But, you know, unless you're an investor where the house doesn't really necessarily matter as much, and maybe it's just more the numbers, it's usually best to wait until you find the right thing. So when selling a home, when's the best time to put it on the market? Yes, there are some timing things that you can think about. Like if I had somebody come to me right now and say, hey, I want to put my home on the market, I would say, okay, well, let's probably wait until, you know, beginning of September to do that, as we're going into August and can be a little quieter month in the market.
That's because people are getting ready to go for their kids to go back to school.
Well, I think it's a culmination of things with, you know, people getting ready to go back to school, a lot of people taking, you know, summer trips, and also state fair time.
And the planners, the people who have planned to put their house on the market and plan to move, they've kind of already done that.
Right, because a lot of people want to move. There's kind of two main times of years, and the psychology behind that is when people move is people will buy in the early spring or start really looking. So February, March, April, they'll lock up their home, maybe close in April, May, June. So that way they're in the home by summertime so they can do the summer projects. The next time that you get that is people who want to be in before the holidays. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are some people that I want to be in before the beginning of the school year, but that's not a huge driving factor in the market. It's typically before holidays or before summer. However, when is the best time to put your home on the market? Well, the real answer is when the house is ready. If you rush this, okay, so I do say, you know, September can be a good month or April can be a good month. If your house isn't ready and you try to rush it into April, and it could have been ready in March. And what I mean by ready is, you know, making sure that, you know, you've appropriately staged, you've got the carpets or flooring cleaned, you've done those little checklist things that, you know, you should go through with your agent ahead of time to get the home ready. You know, you don't see a car dealer putting the car out on the lot just for a, you know, 4th of July weekend special if it still has the chip crumbs on the passenger seat and the Coke bottle and the, you know, trash in the back seat. No, they're going to take the time, they're going to clean it, they're going to make it look nice before they put it out on that lot. You want kind of want to think about it the same way.
Excellent point. The other thing to think about is in one of our winter shows where we did a market update, we found an interesting stat where the inventory of homes available during the winter was actually lower than during the spring. So for somebody who was selling their house, the winter was actually an excellent time to sell a home.
This year it was amazing. Yeah.
And not only that, there's probably less inconvenience in the winter as well, in the sense that the people that are out looking at the homes are absolutely serious buyers. Otherwise, they wouldn't be out in the dark, in the cold, looking at homes. They're not tire kickers. Right. They're serious buyers.
The financial cost of not having a home ready and just trying to rush it because you want to get it on the market, like, oh, I have to get it on now because I need it to sell now. Well, more than likely, if you rush it on, it's not going to sell. It's going to show poorly. It's going to sit, and you're going to, and you know, you could sacrifice, you know, 5-10% on the sale price. That's a lot of money.
So long story short, best time to sell a home in this market is when you're ready and able.
Yep. Who sets the price of a home? This is a conversation I've been having a lot more with my sellers. Because I've had that, you know, kind of butting of heads occasionally, and it doesn't matter whether they think it's higher, they think it's lower, you know, we'll talk through, but it's like, I look at the data and I go, and it's almost like I try to do it on a bell curve, you know, mm-hmm. Here's the most likely price, you know, kind of a mid price, and here's the home run, and here's the worst case scenario.
Yep.
A seller may say to me, it's like, well, I would really like to get X, or, you know, maybe we should price it here to get it sold quicker or whatnot. The real key, or another agent told me I could get it for this much more, right? This is why I like to walk through the data with my clients to go, okay, here's that high, the low, the mid, and kind of say, you know, where do we want to start? Where is your timing? Because ultimately, who sets that price?
The buyers.
Right? The buyers.
The seller sets the asking price,
right,
and the buyer sets the willing price.
It's kind of, an IPO or whatever, you know, a stock first gets out there, you know, they put it out at a certain price, but then it's the public that kind of drives it from there. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what, person A, B, or C thinks. It really matters who has the money and who's making the offers. And the price will the goal as the agent, what is my job as an agent? Not to say what the house will sell for. It's where to price it to get it appropriate, to try to have the best chance to get the most people in the door to drive the price as high as possible.
Okay? And the thing that the general public doesn't recognize is if you price it too high, after that first 2 weeks of it being on the market, especially in the fast and furious manic market that we're experiencing right now, the showing activity drops off dramatically.
Right.
It's the first two weeks where you get the majority of the showings.
Right. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you are coming out too high, that you're adjusting appropriately
and quickly,
and you know, utilizing some of the tools to keep a listing looking fresh online so it doesn't become stagnant. But just keep in mind, the buyers ultimately set the price, right? Mm-hmm. The person who's making the offer. And, you know, one offer versus another offer, they will be different from each other. But what you tend to see is a trend. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. And then it's up to the appraiser to verify that value. So often, I think people think about it backwards. They go, my realtor is going to tell me the price. Or should we go get an appraiser? The appraiser is going to tell me the price. No, you really just need to get it within that kind of bell curve range. And then you have an agent that's using the best possible marketing possible to get the most people in the door. Supply and demand. I get more people in that door. That's going to drive, hopefully, you know, multiple offers or just more interested parties and drive the price as high as feasibly possible.
Exactly.
Got just about a minute. Pre-inspection or TISH reports. So some cities, they have a requirement to have a city inspection done. It's a good thing. People can get mad. Sellers can get mad. Oh, look at all these things that were mentioned. My house isn't a bad house, and they get worried. This is actually a great list because it gives you that this is what the buyer is going to see when they have their inspection or some of it. And now you can address these items, you know, with the people that you know and the people that you have worked with, your contacts.
Do them yourself if you're capable.
Yeah, or do them yourself if you're capable. You know, quite often, especially first-time homebuyers, they might not have that relationship with an electrician or that relationship with a plumbing company, you know, where you've built this trust and maybe you're getting some good pricing on it. They're going to hop online and find, ABC company, and whatever they quote, and that's what they're going to ask for off the price or to repair it. All right, we got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Is it time to downsize, but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388, or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
This is Lori Swanson. Minnesota's a special place. As your Attorney General, I've stood up to powerful interests to keep it that way.
Lori Swanson.
From taking on drug companies that inflated prices and forcing a corporate polluter to clean up our drinking water, to taking on Donald Trump as he attacks what we value most as Minnesotans. Now I'm running for governor because there's too much at stake to let Donald Trump and the special interests push policies that hurt our state.
Swanson for governor.
As governor, I'll continue to defend health care for everyone, and I'll lower the cost of health care and prescription drugs. I'll work to keep our kids safe in school and defend our schools against drastic cuts that jeopardize our kids' futures and our state's economy. I've been proud to be your Attorney General, and as your governor, I'll keep standing up for what's right and get things done for Minnesota.
Lori Swanson for governor.
Prepared and paid for by Swanson for governor.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trust Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about the psychology of selling a home, common misconceptions that sellers may have, and if you know how to deal with it ahead of time, can save you a ton of stress. So, Chad, we kind of left off with the pre-inspection or TISH report. During the commercial break, you had mentioned something which both of us do.
Yeah, one of the things we offer is we do a walk around the house with the seller prior to it going on the market, because there's certain relatively inexpensive items that show up on most inspections, sometimes even on new homes. So if you can address those for a very efficient price to reduce the number of items that show up on a TISH or an inspection, it makes that house look cleaner and safer and really doesn't cost that much.
Right, exactly. So this kind of leads into the, well, it's been good enough for me mentality, right? Keep in mind, it's well, why going back to that car dealership, why do they bring it into the shop to check everything out ahead of time, right?
The one that gets me along these lines is, Kirk, my furnace has been running great for 25 years.
Right.
And the average lifespan of a furnace is about 20.
Yeah, so let's get it safety checked and verify that the heat exchanger isn't cracked with the old ribbon style burners or there isn't anything that's going wrong. Because if I love having that sticker there that shows that it was just inspected prior to the home coming on the market, because then when the inspector comes around, the buyer's inspector, they go, oh, they're good at servicing their stuff. So, and once again, if there is a problem there, at least then you get to take care of it and you know, figure out with your people and your costs, whatever.
The cheapest way of doing it.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, depending on the furnace, you may just be able to replace the heat exchanger. I have seen that. Depends, or fixing the issue versus full replacement. And if you can address that, then it's not going to come up and it's not going to be a problem. So, you know, sticking your head in the sand is not the best way to deal with these kind of things. The purpose of staging. So quite often, I think people sit there and when I'm having that conversation about staging the home, that it's they look around and they see the way they're living and kind of goes back to that, well, it's good enough for me. And that's not really why we stage.
It's because you're not going to be living there anymore, so it needs to be staged for photography as well, and Kirk will talk more about that, but as well as the average person.
Well, right. So what we want to do is project the most likely purposes a room is going to be used for. But the main reason isn't so much when somebody comes into the home. It's more for the photography, because people, when looking at homes online, remember, you're taking this big room and you're shrinking it down to just a teeny little box on the computer. They need to look at the picture and go, oh, that's the living room, or that's the bedroom, or that's, and see that there's space there. If you have lots of stuff, it sucks up that photo really easily. So we're really trying to stage for photos. And then the other purpose, especially let's say it's a vacant house, the reason we would want to stage is because it can help distract from imperfections, such as maybe you know, a spot where a hole got patched 25 years ago, or you know, a nick on the ceiling, or a scratch on the floor. So stuff that every home has, right? And every place that everybody lives has these imperfections. Every home has it, you know, unless, I mean, even, you know, even new construction, they get the nail pops and whatnot. So it's there. Staging just makes you see it as you're going to see it when you're living there.
And it gives perspective to the pictures. It shows you how big a room is, and it can make a room look bigger by putting in a smaller bed, a smaller couch, a smaller table, what have you. And the first showing really happens online. If they come to the house, they've already liked the house because they've seen the pictures online.
I made the error in saying hide, and in no way should you ever hide an imperfection or defect in a house. That can actually really, really hurt you. Mm-hmm. So it's not you're covering things up. Because I've had clients do that, like the pet stain. Oh, we'll just put a rug over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that, right? Yeah. But staging, it's to make you see it as you'll actually see it when you're there.
But you see it in the best possible light.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so change can be hard for people, especially if it's been a home they've been there for a long time. But ultimately, what is the goal? The goal of this is to sell your home. It's to move. And for a lot of people, it's to get the most money possible.
With the least amount of inconvenience possible.
Right. So we stage because it helps bring in more buyers, which then helps drive that sale price up as we create that supply and demand, you know, create the demand for the property. You know, the decluttering, the getting stuff out, you're going to move. So let's start moving. I mean, if I'm going to do my job, which hopefully I'm going to do as I've been hired to do that, is to sell your home so you can move. Mm-hmm. So taking down stuff is part of that process.
Depersonalizing the home.
Mm-hmm. So remember, it's once this is done, it's not your home anymore. It was your home and you've got the great amount of time to enjoy it, but that's the point of moving, and you're going to move into a new home, right?
People always ask about pictures on the walls, and I hear agents go back and forth. Should I take all my personal pictures down? I would say take most of them down. You know, if you have a Harley Davidson and a big beard, take that one down. If you have a really nice family photo, I like leaving one or two of those up because I do have buyers that walk through house and they go, these look like really great people. They look like people I want to deal with, you know. So sometimes those really nice family, if they're not everywhere, you know, just one or two. People like to know who they're buying from sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's a There's not a formula. Each case is a case-by-case scenario.
Well, and that kind of goes back to the walkthrough. We'll talk about some of this stuff to get your home ready.
And I tell you what, one of the two things you can do for a walkthrough is turn all of the lights on. When you leave the house, every light in your house should be on for the buyers to come through. Your house should look brighter and cleaner than it actually is. Huge first impression.
Well, we have, the top five most important things to sellers video online.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about light a lot in that.
And heating and cooling. If it's summer, turn on your AC so they walk in and they feel it and they feel good when they walk in the house and it feels cool and it shows them that your AC is working. If your house is warm in the summer, the first question I get from my buyers is, I don't think their AC is working.
Right.
Same thing about the furnace. If it's cold in the house in the winter and we've been out looking at homes and we're cold, it feels great to walk into a warm house. And if we walk into a cool house, they always wonder, is the furnace working?
Yeah. My recommendation, the cost savings, we will typically find somebody who's trying to save some money and they'll low wattage, of course, now with LEDs, costs are a lot less, but it's the cost of keeping lights off and the cost of turning the heat down in the winter or turning the AC up. You're going to cost yourself so much more in your final sale price because if people are not comfortable when they're in your home, then they either are not going to write an offer, or if they do, there's going to be some psychology to that, and they're going to be thinking about what's wrong here. There's something didn't feel right. It will play into it.
People start shopping for homes with money on their mind. They end up buying the home that feels good to them.
Right. So you want to create that environment where if it's the wintertime, they're sitting down in your home to talk and enjoying it, mm-hmm. right? Not, it's cold in here, let's go. Or, oh, it's hot in here, what's wrong with the AC, like you say. So if you think you're saving money, you're not. You're probably costing yourself thousands and thousands of dollars in what the end sale price by doing that. So spend a little bit extra to get a whole lot more. So going to wrap this show up. We have a couple items still on the list we can maybe bring around to our next show, tie it into the buyer show. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Always happy to help answer any of your real estate questions, or if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, happy to help with that as well. We'll be back again next week.